American Ninja Warrior is back on NBC, and Matt Eisman is back on the show with us. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing, buddy?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Season 14 is underway. We're almost at the end of qualifying. I can't wait for people to see the semis, but especially what happens in Vegas.
I mean, season 14, let's just talk about that for a second. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but you guys keep upping the stakes and the game. It makes me feel much older every season. Like, it's getting pretty intense. I'm just sitting on the couch watching and I'm getting sore. I mean, how do you feel? You're there.
It makes you feel older?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy up there who's tried the course, broken a foot, broken an ankle, and then watches 15-year-olds up to 77-year-olds getting through obstacles, just destroying it and celebrating. And so here's how bad it is. I'll let you know my athletic state right now, Jeremy. I went to go see Top Gun Maverick when it opened.
Right.
I was so excited. I was wearing a jumpsuit. I was with my high school friends. We're going into the theater. I start skipping. I partially tore my Achilles tendon. That's where I'm at. And these other athletes are out there destroying these courses no matter what we throw at them.
Yeah, let's talk about the age thing, though, because, I mean, this is one of those shows where there's, you know, younger contestants who've been watching for years. You know, we see things like that on America's Got Talent and Survivor, right? They watch. But with Ninja Warrior, I mean, this is intense training. And, I mean, you're studying previous seasons, but really it's your game. Like, the competition is you when you're up there. You're competing with yourself almost, too.
Yes.
I mean, what do you think about that, the younger generation?
You know, we did American Ninja Warrior Jr. We saw how skilled some of these young athletes were. So last season, we handpicked a few and invited them out. And obviously, one of them, Caden Letzak, ended up being the last ninja standing. Vance Walker was right there at the end as well. It was so impressive. And what blew me away was we knew they were strong. We knew they're young. They've gone through puberty, but they don't have the adult encumbrance that I'm now jiggling around my midriff that so many of us have. And they train hard, but we didn't know. How would they handle the pressure of competing on this show they grew up watching, competing against some of their idols, and competing with $1 million on the line? And obviously, they blew us away. It was just so impressive to see these young ninjas come out here. And just last week, we saw Katie Bone on the course, a 16-year-old climber with type 1 diabetes, who is the only woman so far to hit a buzzer in qualifying. Other than Flex LeBrec, I'm sorry. There were a few other women. But yeah. The only woman her night they had a buzzer. And she was just so impressive. And to think of all that she's overcome to get there, and you realize these kids are so much more mature, certainly more mature than I was at 16.
For sure. And I mean, you know, obviously during the lockdown, you know, people made two decisions. Either I'm going to sit and eat and watch TV, and then I thought of Ninja Warrior, because I thought you've got those people who are going to take the time to build obstacles in their basement, in their backyard, sort of their own training facilities. And this is a great time to sort of, you know, shape up for the show.
100%. And season 12 was interesting because that was the one we shot all in St. Louis. That was our real in the midst of the pandemic season right there. And that was what we found was all the gyms were closed. And so all the ninjas who were used to, you know, having a gym maybe 10 minutes away from them had to figure out how to get creative. And we saw these athletes coming in saying, I'm not as strong. I haven't had as much training. But these athletes have really gotten so creative. And as the pandemic has lessened, they've just stepped up their training. And the amount of people who have, and we're not talking like massive houses. We're saying Nate Hansen and Austin Gray built in their garage, built like a replica of Stage 3. And they got very creative with it. But these athletes, it's amazing. And seeing how many of them will have climbing holds in their bedroom. And it really is a testament to the passion of these athletes, this desire. And it's what you said. They aren't competing against anybody else. They're competing against themselves to be better than they were last year, to be better than they were last week. And it's that kind of drive that I have so much respect for as I sit here and eat a McDonald's egg McMuffin for breakfast.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, it almost seems like you have to keep upping the game on the course just because they're going to keep beating the course almost. So, I mean, you could almost, I don't want to say sabotage, but I mean, you know, next season, maybe a little too much hand sanitizer on the ropes and the bars and things, right? Maybe sliding off, right? Mix it up a little bit. Can you do that?
Well, you know what? Often had obstacles. We do, Jeremy. charity. It's an we call it like our arms race, where our obstacles have to keep getting harder because the athletes get so much stronger and better. Their technique grows. They train on obstacles. I mean, what was crazy was we were seeing gyms where, before the pandemic, the obstacles would be up, you know, for a few days before we started shooting. Is there testing? Is there just trying to make sure they're all set up and they're safe? Some of the ninjas would go back to their gyms and try to create replicas to train on them. And it's just incredible the creativity and how many of these athletes, I mean, young athletes are building climbing holds, are building ninja grips and figuring out how to share it with other ninjas. And that's the cool thing too, Jeremy, is it's not one person doing it on their own. It's one person saying, I got this idea, another person coming in, and they combine together. And that was what's really unique about Ninja Warrior versus most other competitive sports or competitive shows, is the athletes really help each other.
And it's also really motivating to get people active. I mean, you know, there's so much talk about obesity and overeating and you know, physical education being taken out of schools and some, you know, everybody just sits and stares at screens all day. I mean, this is one of the most physically active competition shows out there, if not the most.
Absolutely. And what's cool is it's the one that athletes train for year-round. And our young ninjas, I mean, like Katie Bone, she has type 1 diabetes. She's a world-class rock climber. She's training so hard for Ninja Warrior. All the athletes who come in here, and what's great is some of these people have been doing it their whole lives. Some of them have been active and athletic, but the ones that really move me are the people who were like, listen, I've never done anything athletic. I was out of shape. I was too heavy. And I looked at my kids and I said, I got to be around for them. Or my son said, hey, mom, you can do that. And then you see these people have a goal, and the goal is just get on the show, get in better shape. And I think it's something we've realized with the rise of CrossFit and the mud races, all these things. Some people, they're just bored sitting on a treadmill. They want a goal. Mm-hmm. They want, hey, in 6 months, I'm doing a triathlon, whatever it is that they then have a goal for. And Ninja Warrior is such a great goal because there's a community here. And the thing I've seen firsthand is if you go into a ninja gym and there is one of the most experienced ninjas around, Flex Lebrecht, Joe Moromsky, whoever it may be, Najee Richardson, they don't haze you. They don't act like you're a rookie. They come up and say, if you're here, you're on the same level as us. You're a ninja. Let's do this. And remember, there is no failure here. There's only growth. And it's really amazing seeing the community that's built up from this. And, you know, if you talk about reality shows, we had two successful proposals this year. We've already had numerous ninja marriages. We have ninja babies. I'd put our numbers up against any dating show on television.
You're going to be officiating those weddings, right? Did you get licensed already? Is that what's happening?
I did get invited to one. Jamie Ron and his wife Kim, they invited me out. I don't know if they asked me to be the officiant. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it. But I would be so honored to be a part of any of it. I love seeing the ninjas outside of the season, because they're like my, you feel, even if some of them are older than me, you still feel like, hey, these are the kids, these are my kids, these are the people, and the reality is, it's their passion for this sport that gives me a job. It's these people's willingness to train so hard, to put themselves out there on national TV and put all that work on one shot, and that's what's crazy. If you fail, that's it, your season's over. But if you get back up and come, then it's like, hey, I grew from that. And everybody has a stumble. And I think it's a good metaphor for life.
Absolutely. Let's shift gears for a second. Our friend Meredith Vieira was on the show recently. And I said to her off the air that I said, you're too good at 25 words or less and that I think you're cheating, Matt. And she didn't agree or disagree. Do we have another game show scandal here? Do you want to make a statement? I'm just saying.
Amount of joy I derive from playing 25 words or less, because the guy who created it created Taboo. I love board games, Trivial Pursuit, anything, word games especially. And what's fun is you go in there and it's like, hey, we're supposed to have a good time, and I adore Meredith Vieira. She's one of the sweetest women you'll ever meet. Whip, funny, hilarious, doesn't take herself too seriously. But when we're on that show, you get so competitive because you have a chance to help these people win $10,000. But even bigger than that, I almost liken it to like stand-up comedy. When you tell a joke, you have to get everybody in the room to think of the same thing at the same time to get that joke. In 25 words or less, you have to take somebody who has a completely different background than you, different experiences, different references, and figure out how can I get you in one or two words to understand where I want you to go. And for me, when you do that, especially when it's a tough word and you come up with something creative, it's the same thing as when you tell a joke and you get this massive response. It's a wave of just connection. It's a wave of, oh, it's so satisfying that I adore playing on that show. It's fun. And am I cheating? My mom said people used to wonder that on Trivial Pursuit, and she goes, no, Matt just knows a lot of random things. So no quiz show scandal just yet, Jeremy.
Well, I should tell everyone, I'm just joking before anybody goes and starts, posting something somewhere. It was all in good fun. It was a joke, everyone. But we're going to be watching American Ninja Warrior, though, on NBC. Matt, when can we catch the show?
Every Monday night at 8 p.m. on NBC. Check your local listing. It replays on Friday. It's available on Peacock. You can find it everywhere and anywhere. Previous seasons are up there. But Monday nights are when the new ones come out. And I just think it's a spectacular season. I hope people get to see the end because it's amazing.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I always do when I say NBC on the air is I say it's NBC ding, ding, dong. So there we go, right?
That is effective branding. You can't see me right now, but I'm spreading my arms like a peacock flouting its plumage. So I'm right there with you, Jared.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your McDonald's, Matt. All right. Thank you so much for joining us again. Always great chatting with you.
Jeremy,